USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 days after Dr. Anthony Fauci said that a vaccine for COVID-19 could be available by the end of this year, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says this morning the race to develop one is looking promising.
It is very credible that we will have the high tens of millions of doses of FDA gold standard vaccine by the end of this year and many hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine by the beginning of next year.
He spoke on Fox News. President Trump's to visit Ohio today, touring a Whirlpool appliance factory before zipping into Cleveland for a fundraiser. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Tropical Storm Isaias was the strongest weather system to hit that city since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A federal appeals court has ruled that oil can keep flowing through the Dakota Access Pipeline, at least for now. A three-judge panel yesterday throwing out a shutdown order that was issued last month. The court did stand by a March decision that could eventually revoke the Corps of Engineers' permit for the pipeline's Missouri River crossing in North Dakota. Vice President Mike Pence was in Clearwater, Florida last evening, talking with voters as he kicked off his Faith in America tour. Pence telling the pro-life audience they need to stick with President Trump this fall.
The man who is the most pro-life president in American history. I bring greetings from the 45th President of the United States, President Donald Trump.
National Weather Service says it's determined it was an EF3 tornado in North Carolina on Monday night that leveled houses and killed two people during Hurricane Isaias. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A legendary newspaper columnist and writer has passed away. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Pete Hamill worked for three New York City tabloids over the last 40 years, but he had a national reputation. He served as editor for the Daily News and the New York Post. He worked those New York City papers during the golden age of the city papers there, as that was the 70s and 80s, where everyone on the subway had one in their hands. Hamill told CBS News in an interview 2 years ago,
"You were trying to help the new arrivals to understand the city, and the older people to understand the new arrivals."
Pete Hamill was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
State Department Inspector General Stephen Awkward is resigning after just 3 months on the job. The department's Inspector General's office said in an announcement that Awkward will be replaced on Friday on an interim basis by Deputy Diana Shaw. Awkward accepted the job in May when Steve Linick was abruptly fired by President Trump. Trump fired Linick in May on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's advice. Linick at the time was leading two investigations into questions about Pompeo's conduct, including one that involved a controversial $8 billion weapons sale to Saudi Arabia. House Democrats heard testimony from multiple department officials about Linick's firing and the arms sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.